It's episode 169, and we've got plugins for Ascending Posts, Digital Sales, Blackjack, Category Email Subscriptions, WhatsApp Mobile Sharing, and an automated Google Alert Posting plugin. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everyone.
And we've got a great show for you, as usual. And don't forget, right off the top, you can get the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we would appreciate a review over at Stitcher and iTunes.
Yeah, and let me tell you something, John. I don't mean to get off on a rant here, but we haven't had an iTunes review in the iTunes U.S. store since March 1st. And I'm a little disappointed in our audience. I see all these blog posts and Twitter posts and things of people saying, hey, we love your show. And it reminds me of this old Alan King story where he was in Vegas and people used to come up to him and say, hey, I'm a great big fan. I love what you do. I love your stuff. And he says, hey, are you coming to the show tonight? And they said, no. And he said, well, what kind of fan are you then? So that's what I'm asking the listeners here is, what kind of fan are you if you won't take the time to just leave us a nice review and tell us what you think of the show? John and I really kind of, you know, spend a lot of time putting these things together and the plugins and the show notes and getting things out in the feed. And we would really appreciate it if you would just patronize us back by providing us a review and helping us out with the iTunes rankings. So that's, I'm getting off my soapbox now, John. That's that's a rare rant from me, but it really bugs me. So I'm appreciative of all the reviews and everybody who's given a review thus far, but there needs to be a heck of a lot more. I keep seeing dead podcasts in there that are outranking us, and it's only because they have more reviews, and that ticks me off.
Yes. That's for certain. All right. And don't forget a little bit of self-promotion, too. As you all know, we are WordPress professionals. So if you're in need of some WordPress support, you can contact me on my website at wppro.ca, or you can pick up the phone, give me a call, 818-850-7729.
And, boy, have I got a lot of stuff going on. But let's talk about HostGator. Actually, you can get 30% off at HostGator by using coupon code PLUGIN. It's 30% any term, any length, any plan. 30% off with HostGator coupon PLUGIN.
All right, and thinking of fans out there, we do get the occasional letter from you from the fans, and would appreciate some of them turned into reviews. That would be appreciative. This one, though, comes in from Steve in Australia, and he was looking for some information, although he did have this to say. He's been listening to the podcast for over a year, and a brilliant podcast. Steve, put that in iTunes for us. We would appreciate it. And so he was wondering if there's an easy way to change the display order of the post from descending to ascending or vice versa, ascending to descending, and couldn't find a plugin. Well, I've got one for you a little bit later in the review here for you, Steve. And so keep listening and you'll hear all about it.
That's what we do, provide value to the listeners. Awesome. Well, as we predicted, little bit of news here. 3.9 dropped right on time. Did you get a chance to play around with it, John?
Oh, yeah. I've been playing with it here and there and installing it on my sites, my client sites, one at a time to ensure that things don't break. I've only had one site break with 3.9 so far. So,
what happened?
I don't remember. One of the plugins was incompatible and the whole thing fell apart.
Yeah.
It happens. You know, that's why you don't just randomly throw it in there. Make sure you back up before you do it, because you never know what plugin is going to not quite work with the new
version.
That's
right. Yeah, and we don't talk about CMS Commander often enough.
Yeah.
Which you can find at wppluginsatoz.com/CMS Command. But it is a paid plugin that essentially works with a server, and you install the client plugin on each WordPress installation that you'd like to manage. And you have one central login where you can literally add content to each one, copy plugins from one to the other, do weekly backups to Dropbox or wherever you want it to go. It's an amazing tool, an amazing resource. And in instances like this, when 3.9 drops, I did a little bit of testing on the back end on some staging sites first, but when it was ready to go, I have one particular client that has 85 different websites, and you can imagine what a hassle that would have been to log into each individual one. But John, I did it in two clicks.
Oh yeah, it works. It works brilliantly most of the time.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to check out CMS Commander, we highly recommend it. John and I both pay for it ourselves out of our own pocket, and it's a great resource. So go to wppluginsaToz.com/CMSCommand.
All right, and well, that's pretty much all we got for you, eh?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about ease of use of upgrading. I mean, it just 3.9 dropping reminded me of that. And also, you know, John, BuddyPress 2.0 also dropped, and I've had limited exposure to BuddyPress 2.0 thus far. I have one private membership site that we run that runs on it, so I haven't really had a chance to get into BuddyPress, but I promise by next week I'll give my full review.
Excellent. All right, well, I guess it's off. Time for the meat and potatoes, eh? Off we go. All right, so the first plugin I've got here for you today comes about due to some work I've been doing on a personal project that has been a long time in the coming. Years ago, I had built myself a stock photography website with some old PHP software, but the software fell by the wayside, so I had to abandon the project. And for the last couple of years, I've been looking for a WordPress solution for it. And I finally come across one that actually seems to work. This plugin is called Cell Media, and it's by Graph Paper Press, who also produces the theme that goes with it. And they produce a lot of fantastic themes, mostly geared towards photographers in the photography industry. So you might check those out. But Cell Media turned out to be an excellent plugin, and like most plugins nowadays, you'll find that you get this great free plugin, and then there's a whole bunch of add-ons that you pay a little extra money for. This plugin is no different. And the initial plugin by itself works great, but to make it work the best, you will need to invest a few bucks and buy their add-ons. But their add-on package is quite affordable as compared to most. $99 gets you all 11 of their add-ons, and that's an annual license fee like almost all of them have gone to now. So at any rate, this plugin, once it's set up, it allows you to sell your digital media, upload your digital files, and you set up the sizes that are going to be downloaded by your purchasers. And if you upload a large enough file, it will automatically resize and offer up the smaller download. And it takes your original and stores it in a protected section on your website so that people can't direct access the original. And when you're selling stock photos, you need that original protected. It also allows you with the add-on to digitally watermark the images. And one of my features that I was really key for this was to allow additional photographers on my website to be able to put up their photos and then to get paid for selling their photos. So in other words, offer them a commission of sales on their photos, or me collect a commission, whatever way you want to look at it. But that's one of the things that this one offers, is to for additional photographers to be able to be set up on this website. So if you want to check out the work, the site will probably be live by the time the podcast is up. It's canadastockphoto.com. And it's going to be a really great one. I really like the solution to it. And this plugin, top of the barrel, I had to give it a 5 dragon rating.
Wow. That sounds like a really good one, John.
It is. It's what I've been looking for a couple of years. I've been wanting to get this site up. I mean, my hobby is photography. In fact, yeah. I can call myself a professional photographer because I've got several of my photos hanging in the hotels throughout Canada. Mm. Because at one time, I think it was the Sandman Hotel approached me and they bought a couple of my photos to blow up to 56 by 75 inches wide and hang on their walls.
Those were just selfies of you, right?
Yeah, they're selfies of me. Now, there are some fans. I took a lot of black and white when I was in college. I actually had my own dark room and everything, and it was a specialty. And so I've had this sitting for quite some time, and pretty soon those photos will be back up and offered for sale to the public.
Yeah, I remember the darkroom days. That was a great time to have a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what do you mean? You mean there's a room that we can both go in and my parents can't ever come in or open the door? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. They might ruin all my film and all my stuff if they open the door. So come on in.
The dark room. I still have all my equipment, too.
Wow, yeah. I used to have the enlarger and all that other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Bringing back memories here. Speaking of bringing back memories, if you want to bring back memories of your latest Vegas trip or maybe a riverboat casino or any of those particular things, or you just want to have fun with a classic game, here's one for you. It's called Blackjack Light. The classic 21 game is now coming to your sidebar via short code. It's a quick and easy plug-in to present an attractive blackjack game to your readers. It is HTML5. It's not Flash, so it's not like it's a Flash game. I thought it was pretty cool. It gets no extra load time, really small footprint, really fun kind of way to give your site viewers a little blackjack game real quick. There is a pro version of this plugin as well that has more of a color customization implementation that you can match your theme with. It also has strategy hints and teaches your readers how to play the game a little bit. So if you have a niche site that's something like this, you know, you might want blackjack at your particular site. I think it might be actually fun. I might try it. So it is a fun little plugin. It's something that doesn't come along very often as far as games that are WordPress specific within the repository. So I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Just that we all need another time waster for our website.
Well, it could be a World of Warcraft plugin.
That's true. As they might just do that with the new addition to the Blizzard family for Hearthstone, a digital version of Magic the card game.
I don't know what that is, but I'm sure it's a cash cow for them.
It probably is, as most of those games are. All right, so next up, I have a plugin that is very useful for those of you that know what Google Alerts are. And if you don't know what a Google Alert is, of course, it's where you set up a couple of keywords in Google system, and they email you, or you can use their RSS feed to get a listing of articles pertaining to your specific keywords. I use it in particular for tracking my own name on the web. Whenever people make mention of me, I get articles emailed to me from Google, which is a good thing to do. It's a nice, great way to track and stalk yourself or stalk others. Anyway, what this plugin does is it allows you to insert those lists of articles from a Google Alert into your WordPress website. You can insert it as additional content or as content to say, hey, this is what Google Alerts has to say today about these things. And it brings forth the last 20 articles, or it puts up the most recent 20 articles. The only problem I kind of ran around with it was that it has the drawback of the limitation of articles, which is can be a good thing and a bad thing, but before the articles will appear on your website, you have to go to the listing of them and you have to manually approve them, which, again, can be good and bad because Google Alerts isn't 100% accurate, but it does require you to spend a little time each day or every few days going through the articles and deciding which ones you're going to display where. And if you use this throughout your website, it could be very time-consuming. But all in all, a pretty good plugin. It is in beta, and they're still working through some of their bugs. So who knows? Maybe they'll change some of these things and add in an automated approval system. So anyway, at the moment, I give it a 3 Dragon rating.
Now, it's ironic because you and I actually both had this plugin in review as far as being reviewed this particular show.
Yeah.
So I look at it from a completely different angle.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that it has the moderation queue. And I'll tell you why. Is because I've installed this on a site that it's basically going to be another kind of WordPress news site. But I want to search for specific types of plugins and things like that. But I don't want to put the Google Alert out in itself, John. I want to use it to get ideas. And I want it to populate right within my WordPress dashboard so that I can see what's out there. And then encapsulate maybe what the article is and then include that particular link that Google Alerts gives me. So for me, it's a pretty good editorial engine, all in all.
Nice. Yeah.
So in my rating, I gave it a 4.
Oh, well, not too bad then.
All right. This is like Siskel and Ebert here. We're going to review some movies together. Well, oftentimes I've thought about that. Boy, what if we reviewed the same plugin for the whole show? This one is called Mobile Share Bar, and it is the first one that I found that can share a site with that WhatsApp app that goes into the... I didn't know anything about WhatsApp until it was purchased for, I don't know, what was it, like $10
billion? Oh, that. The Facebook thing. Yeah, I never even knew it existed until it made the news.
I didn't either, but if it's worth that much money, then it must be good for something, right? MySpace?
Yeah.
And this one in particular works only on iPhones, so it won't work for Droid or anything like that. But basically what it does is when you go to a site, it will have that kind of little pop-up thing that comes on the bottom, that little ad, that lets you share to WhatsApp. And I thought that was kind of cool. So I tried it. It works. And not much else. So it's not very sexy. It doesn't have very much as far as firepower goes or things like that. It's just a base share thing that works only in mobile and only for WhatsApp and I think maybe Facebook as well, I think. So pretty plain plugin. But if you want to use WhatsApp with your site, I would check it out. So I rated it a 3 out of 5.
Very nice. Could be useful. Who knows? Maybe they'll make $10 billion when Facebook buys them. Mm-hmm. All right. The final plugin I've got here, this one's for you, Steve. This is the plugin that will work and is up to date for reviewing the ascending-descending listing of your posts. And it works very simply. You install it, activate it, and it sets a... not an on-off switch, a window where you can choose ascending or descending. And the nice thing I did discover about this is it works on a per category basis. So you have to edit each individual category to determine whether or not the archive is going to be ascending or descending in listings. So all in all, it looks pretty good. It was smooth. It worked well. I liked the fact that it had the per category basis, so I gave it a 4 Dragon rating. So check that one out, Steve. It might be just what you're looking for.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, seems to be a theme here that we can end the show with, and that is the category aspect of things. I have something called... I don't know if it's... Saint category or just ST category. I don't know how they named it as far as the nomenclature and how they...
Maybe it's street category.
Street category? I don't know what it is, but it's basically called ST category email subscribe. Woo! Long one. But surprisingly, you know, there's been no plugins around that allow users to subscribe for posts on a WordPress website just based on category. We've always had these, you know, if you want to subscribe to the site, kind of intrinsic internal plugins, you had to do it for only one category. Well, this one helps you do that. It takes a subscriber and whatever category they happen to be on as far as the post, it will add them to that category, which is interesting because if you have different kinds of news or niches or products, or products would be a great one. So if you wanted somebody to subscribe to this particular kind of item or category of item, that's a good way to do it. You can add subscribers manually as well. You can internally upload a CSV file and an email goes all the way out to your subscribers as soon as you publish a post in that particular category. So I thought it was a really nice concept that has been lacking in WordPress as far as email subscription goes. I did give it a 4 out of 5 rather than a 5 just because of the fact that it doesn't integrate with any of the third-party email services that are most common out there, like MailChimp or AWeber or Constant Contact or some of the other ones. Doesn't integrate with those. It does it straight from your WordPress installation. And if that's something that appeals to you, then I think that you'd really like this plugin. So I rated it a 4 out of 5.
That can be very useful. It's too bad it doesn't integrate with the email systems yet. It looks like it's relatively new, so maybe that's something in the works for them.
And that's why WordPress plugins are open source for the most part, so you can go ahead and add that functionality into this plugin, make it work, and then ping me and tell me when you did it, okay?
All right. Well, that pretty much wraps up everything we've got for the plugins. It looks like I looked at Cell Media, which I gave a 5 to, WPG Alerts, which I gave a 3, and then Ascending Posts by Fly Plugins, which I gave a 4 to.
And I talked about Blackjack Lite, fun little sidebar widget plugin to play some Blackjack 21. I gave that one a 4 out of 5. Mobile Share Bar, which allows you to display WhatsApp share options. I gave that one a 3 out of 5. And let's call it Saint Category, Email Subscribe. That is a 4 out of 5.
All right, and I've got something fresh for everyone out this week. If you are looking for content delivery, a content delivery network to use on your website, you might check out MaxCDN. It's a very nice content delivery network. I've been checking them out over the last couple of weeks, and they were kind enough to provide us with a 25% off coupon code. Use the, use the coupon WPPRO. That's WP Pro. Use that as your coupon code and save 25% off their services when you sign up. So you could save yourself some speed and download if you've got a website that is in need of delivering out your images and other things a bit faster. So check it out, MaxCDN.
Very nice. Welcome to the show, MaxCDN. Thank you very much for your support and your promo code. Greatly appreciate that. Speaking of promo code, well, if you'd like to get a .com domain name for just $2.95, you can go to the king of domains, which is GoDaddy.com. Use coupon code PLUGIN295, and you'll get a $2.95 .com domain. Just enter that promo code in the checkout, PLUGIN295, and tell a friend, because, hey, these things are like $13. So, you know, normally, so you're saving $10. That's a hell of a deal for a domain. So go ahead and take advantage of that. Plugin 295.
And don't forget, if you're not getting enough daily plugin news, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a couple of minutes, give us a rating over at iTunes, VOA, Stitcher Radio, and Blueberry. We would greatly appreciate it.
That's right. And don't say daily plugin, John, because I own that trademark. No, but anyway.
I said plugin, WP Plugins Daily.
I love being the police. It's fun. Finally, an attorney fee that pays off. Anyway, how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or for emergency support, go to wppro.ca/emergency. Or drop me a line at john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Check out the daily plugin, which is soon to have a lot of different news, including you, John. You're going to write some stuff, right?
Yep. Yeah, I'll be writing for it.
Awesome. That's at dailyplugin.com. And you can follow me at Twitter. And that is at marcuscouch.
And that's all we've got for you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.